If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
All right, what's the report from outside?
I was outside for maybe 3 minutes. I counted 8 Q-tips. It's got to be one person that just throws their Q-tips out the window when they're done using them in their cars.
It's Mike Shope.
One person?
More than one person using Q-tips and throwing them outside?
I don't think I use 8 Q-tips in a year.
I think I've never used 8 Q-tips.
And the Bulldog.
What the hell is going on out there? Q-tips, I don't think I want to work in a place where people like roll their windows down if they're using Q-tips for Lord knows what and just throw them on the ground.
Well, you do.
What, is it the 70s?
Oh, that's not very nice.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Driving on the highway 65 miles an hour. I get a little left in my soda from the fast food drive. Out the window. That was the 70s. Who gives an F about anything?
Throw a burrito out the window.
Nothing matters. 2025, what are you doing?
On WGR.
Throwing Q-tips out of your car.
Sports Radio 550.
Haven't seen any lately. I wonder if we had a hand in curtailing the behavior.
We can hope.
I kind of want to think so, yeah.
Making the world a better place, one Q-tip at a time.
One dropped Q-tip out the window in the parking lot at a time. Yes.
World doing a lot of work there. Making our parking lot a better place, one Q-tip at a time.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
World was a bit grand.
Comps for Josh Allen. It's not easy. He's different. He's not somebody that draws perfect comparisons to other quarterbacks over the years. You want size. Then, like the last caller, Jake brought up Roethlisberger. You want running ability. You get to other guys who are different kinds of runners. He's more like a fullback or something in terms of that, but a very effective one. Even maybe his passing goes under-reported here because when you're trying to make a comparison, you maybe first think about his running. But, you know, the passing is good enough to win an MVP award and be an elite player.
Yeah, he's such a good passer that he really doesn't get pigeonholed as a running quarterback, I don't think. But he is one of the best running quarterbacks I think we've ever seen. But his passing is so good that he doesn't get the criticism that even, you know, Lamar Jackson's passing has been excellent, but he still can't live down his college career. For some reason, and some early misguided criticism, I think he's still fighting against that, even though he's won 2 MVPs. That usually sticks to a guy if they're thought to be a runner first. And Allen is so good, but I don't feel like he gets labeled that way. I don't think he has to fight that same fight that some guys who were more run first have been. Because he's really not run first. He's just run excellent.
He has he has the same number exactly of rushing touchdowns for his career than does Thurman Thomas.
That's incredible in 7 seasons to have done that as a quarterback.
It is
incredible.
It is.
And it is 65. Right to say he is not like anyone else who's done it at a really high level. The power with which he operates is just he's I mean, you said fullback, tight end, even like he's Gronk in the open field, except more athletic even than Gronk.
Maybe,
but power wise, he's got that element, and I really cannot think. That's why, you know, I'm being hard on a guy for mentioning Roethlisberger, because size wise, if Roethlisberger were a better athlete, a better runner, it might have worked. Because he might have been capable. He was certainly capable of being powerful and throwing people off of him, but he just didn't have the foot speed or the agility to be a runner at the level that Allen is. And I don't think, I mean, even Elway, I like athletically Elway as a comp because the passing is irrefutably great, and he was elusive. He scrambled. He ran. But even that is not, like, it was more, I don't know, more like because he had to than a weapon, you know? Like, I don't remember. It's just a different era. You did not have designed run plays for guys back then. I don't think. I mean, I maybe I'm, you know, misremembering here, but.
You mean Ben?
No, Elway even. I'm going back Elway. To Elway. I don't think you had like power sweeps for John Elway.
No, they didn't do that. You'd have quarterback draws, though. The quarterback draw has been in the game the whole time. That was your quarterback, or sneaks, but that was your quarterback running play. But no, Allen will take a shotgun snap and just go around the right tackle.
Right.
Touchdown, easy. What's next?
And run over a linebacker in the process. And that guy, I don't think, has existed in our lives, or really the life of pro football. I mean, I don't know. I got to be careful. Somebody out there remembers Otto Graham. And I you know, I'm old, but I ain't that old. So
well, there would have been, I don't know, Red Grange or somebody. Like, there would have been somebody from the earliest days of football that was the offense, but they wouldn't throw the ball ever.
Right.
Like, they didn't even do that. So it's pointless, you know? But Elway's good. Like, that was your first name, and Elway's good. Athletic, just kind of great all around. And his career for a long time was
defined by
not getting to a championship, and then eventually he did. He's a, you know, cause for hope for Allen. I mean, Elway would be blamed, though, for it. Allen doesn't really get blamed for it. I'm not saying that's wrong, but it really stuck to Elway. Those early in his career, those Super Bowl losses, and they were all blowouts. And, like, what's his problem? And then eventually, almost a decade later, they won.
There wasn't a problem really at all. The problem was the rest of the team wasn't good enough, or you were up against some, you know, incredible powerhouse like the 49ers.
Or he changed, you know, maybe like he, I wonder what he would say. I'm sure he's been asked. Would he claim to be, you know, did he mature, or did he sort of figure something out later in his career? I don't know what he's said about
that. He figured out Terrell Davis is what he figured out.
Maybe. Yeah. Kyle is with us. Hi, Kyle.
How's it going, guys?
Good. Thank you.
I'd say the best comp I could come up with is Michael Vick. With the speed, the arm, he never really ran anyone over, but when either of those guys take off the defense, they're holding their breath. They know it could go for 80 yards on a rushing touchdown. So I'll hang up and listen in.
Okay. I don't quite see Allen. For as loose, I think, as you can be, with this, Vic is Jackson, or Jackson is Vic. Like, that's there's your breakaway touchdown run. Allen doesn't, even like the one against against Pittsburgh?
In the playoffs, yeah.
Where, you know, like there's a fake dive, and like, he's not running away from the defense. He's just running through them, or even like literally through a guy along the way. So that's different. That's definitely different from Vic. But, you know, if you didn't see any of these guys play and you'd see the stats, sure, like that's a guy, you know. Allen is a better overall quarterback, I think
a much better passer than Vic too. I gotta pump the brakes on much. I don't have the stats memorized, but I'd be surprised if Vic had could really touch Allen as a passer. I don't feel like he was that prolific. He did have a big arm, the caller's absolutely right about that, but he could throw it over the mountains, Vic. But I just don't think he produced completion percentage and just everything. I don't think it's at that level.
I mean, Vic was like such a – it was a ride with him, you know? I mean, incredible college player, gets the NFL and polarizing, you know, kind of the way Newton was. Is this guy actually great? And they went to an NFC championship game, Atlanta, and lost to the Eagles, I think. Maybe the year the Eagles made it, they went through Atlanta. And, you know, we were arguing about whether Michael Vick was actually good, right? Yeah. Newton had that. Allen really doesn't. And then Vick, you know, he went away.
Hardcore away, yeah.
Which, you know, there was that. When he went back in the league, though, and played for Philadelphia, man, that was hot. I remember in fantasy, one day, and that was before I was like a sicko for it, but I was playing, and we wouldn't have been talking to Chris Mortensen, but maybe he was on, we were talking to somebody, like 4 o'clock segment, we're doing an interview, and we had ESPN on, but it's a long time ago. And there it is on the ticker that either he was going to start for Philadelphia or they had signed him. I think it was that he was named the starter for their next game. And I'm, you know, you're talking or our guest is talking, and I just quickly went to the fantasy site and added Michael Vick. Because if that works out,
right.
Like that, and he was just sitting on waivers. It's like immediately, it was a league where you could do that. Just, you didn't have to wait until 3 a.m. or something. Just bang, added him. And there was that Monday night, maybe it wasn't even the same year. I think it was, though. Remember the Monday night in Washington? So it's Eagles, Washington, and first play of the game is Vic throwing like a 60-yard bomb to DeSean Jackson for a touchdown to start the game. And I'm out of my seat. Like that, it might not even have mattered if I'd had him on fantasy. Like that was just like so right. Cool.
Welcome back. Yeah.
To start a game. This year the Eagles will start the game opening night with the tush push. We've established that. Right. They're very proud of themselves getting to keep it. They've worked hard, the owner and Jason Kelce, they worked hard to keep it in the league. So they're definitely going to flaunt it.
Yeah.
But that was a memorable night with Vic. He did give you some great highlights. The touchdown run for Atlanta against Minnesota.
The one where the two DBs crash into each other because they misjudge how fast he is.
Yeah.
As soon as they got the angle on him, they're closing on him, and it's like a cartoon.
That's Lamar.
Yeah.
Like
right.
When he right. showed up, the one against Cincinnati where he's spinning and just sort of.
Yeah.
The Bengals guys are just falling down like bowling pins.
Never got to 3,000 yards as a Falcon passing. Did get there in his first full season. I shouldn't say first full season, as a starter. Only 12 games, actually, 3,000 yards passing twice for Philly. Season high, 21 touchdown passes. So, passing-wise, just not – it's he pales. You know, allowing for era correction. I mean, it's not exactly, you know, the era we're in now where it's even more explosive, but it also is not neither the 90s.
How do you still have his page up?
Yep.
How many rushing touchdowns career?
Career rushing touchdowns, he has 36.
I mean, Allen has 65 already.
Right.
Same as Thurman, more than OJ, like all time. OJ didn't have the longest career, but still, it's insane. Frank is next. Hi, Frank.
How you doing, guys? Love the show.
Thank you.
Now, let me preface this by saying I really don't think there's a perfect comp. I think he's, you know, unparalleled, Allen, in the combination of, you know, passing and running. However, I'm a Vikings fan as well as a Bills fan. I think he's kind of like Randall Cunningham, probably more like the Philadelphia one. He did a lot more runs there. In Minnesota, he had Moss and Chris Carter and Jake Reed. That was a juggernaut of an offense.
Yeah.
I see some similarities there. Cunningham's a little bit bigger as opposed to like Vic. I agree with you completely. Vic is Lamar Jackson is Vic, just more explosive, in my opinion.
And a much better passer, yeah.
Yeah.
And a much better passer, agreed. But I see Cunningham. I was a big fan of his, growing up, and I see similarities between the two. I'll hang up and see what you guys think.
I like it a lot. You know, Cunningham is black. And there'd be like fast, sort of stereotypes you would make. But he was like the most famous Randall Cunningham highlight I think of, or I know of, is a Monday night game against the Giants where he gets like tackled but stays on his feet, like kind of Allen Wood, and makes the pass for the touchdown against the Giants at the Vet. And so Cunningham did have, he was big, but he was skinny. He did have the strength or the size
Another play that would come to mind is the play against the Bills where he's corralled in the end zone, gets away, and throws it. It's a 99-yard touchdown or whatever it is to Fred Barnett.
Yeah, I was there for that.
That's, I mean, that is strength and agility and elusiveness and all of it, and a big arm.
I love that you brought that up. You really can't remember it. I mean, it's 1990, but there would have been. I remember where I sat. So I'm on the, if you can picture the play on TV, Cunningham takes the snap. He's in the right end zone. It's only Bruce Smith who's got him wrapped up, and he gets out. I'm on the lower left corner on the other end of the field, and Barnett, none of the play was near me. Like, it was sort of the other end of the field where Barnett scores, or the other side of the field. And there would have been, like, that's a back-and-forth, fun, Philadelphia's here this year, maybe we get that game. Like, it's a two good teams, and big plays are happening. The Bills got a lead. Then this Cunningham play happens. There's a certain sound a crowd makes after that. Like, just sort of, it's a Bills crowd, but you're kind of still in awe. It's just like the sound of 80,000 people talking to each other at the same time.
Did you see that? What just happened?
Right? You're not booing, you're not cheering, but it's just like, wow.
Yeah.
This is the best. That was a play where I think I probably was like just very happy to be alive.
Yes, right. You know, I just saw something that people are going to be talking about 40 years from now.
And the scoreboard then couldn't really tell you, show you anything. Right. Like, it wasn't.
No.
You had to see the play on the scoreboard. It wasn't like that. Yeah. But it was more like, I can't wait to see that later.
Right. Yeah.
When I get home.
Yeah.
On the news.
ESPN highlights the news, the local
news. I'll see that play at 11:22. Hey, speaking of fantasy, Bulldog, I know you were hoping I was going to go into that.
Champing at the bit to talk fantasy.
Very good use, champing. That's the right word.
It's just for you.
How do you feel about this? I have been drafting a lot of Khalil Shakir.
Well, I hope that pays off for you.
Of course.
I feel like within the room, I feel like I've always been more, not that you dislike him, but I think I've liked him more.
I think you still do. I'm curious.
Well, maybe if he kills it for you in fantasy, then you'll like him as much as me.
Yes.
Maybe even surpass me if you win something.
What did last year do for you in terms of him? Did it reinforce where you were? Did it maybe do a little bit less than that? Like, think of where were you last year on Shakir? He's going to kill it.
I thought he'd be their leading receiver, but I don't think I had unrealistic. I don't feel like he let me down, because I don't think I ever talked about him like he's going to be Diggs or something, and he's going to catch 120 passes. I never thought that.
Right.
I do think that it's possible. Maybe I would bet on it if the odds were right that there's another step. Like, if they feel like there's ways to use him, if they can bring themselves to maybe at times detach from everybody eats and try to recognize, okay, this guy with the ball in his hands is electric and he's super reliable. Like, get it near him, he's catching it. His catch rate is outstanding and has been since he showed up, even before he produced as much as he produced last year.
The first preseason.
Right. So 13 for 13, targets, receptions, bang. If they can get over themselves to an extent, I don't know if that's a harsher way than I really want to phrase it to put it, but just to sort of make him more of a focal point, I think he could. I mean, we do see slot receivers in the league lead their teams in receptions. Now, Shakir did that, but with more volume, right? Think about Amon-Ra St. Brown or Cooper Kupp. If they could get to that point, I think he could be a 100 catch guy. I just don't know that they're going to feed him. And that cuts both ways, right? You got to warrant being fed. A team has to feel like you deserve it and therefore go that route. And we certainly didn't get there last year. But I think we could. But maybe that's too much to ask for. So I guess I want to hold out like 30% chance that there's another step to be taken for him through them feeding him more, but that's as high as I could get. Like, I think he's probably, you know, there's a good chance that he's who he is.
Yeah, I think very good. Last year, 76 for 821 and 4. And that was on 61% of the snaps. So he's not always on the field. I don't know why that can't be higher. Maybe Kincaid has something to do with that. Two tight ends on the field.
Or Alec Anderson.
Or Alec Anderson. It wasn't like, and it still isn't like, they're so flush at receiver that there's no room for him to play more. I just don't see how or why his role would increase. You know, like, maybe the biggest reason, which isn't a good reason why it would, is the contract. But that wouldn't be a good reason to do it. You know, he earned what he got, and that kind of production to the Bills warranted that kind of money.
But like half as much as the market rate for a number one receiver.
Because he isn't better than he is. Like, he's not St. Brown.
Right.
Or even close, I think. So I kind of think, you know, if he put down the same year for the next 3 years, that's a win. 76 for 821 and 4, that's a win.
I think so. I wonder, though, you know, I'm not disagreeing with the contract, you know, not being a good reason to suddenly decide, okay, I gotta justify the contract. You can get yourself in real trouble doing that. But it could be a sign that they 60%. I'm surprised to hear that. I did not know his percentage. I would have guessed, if you'd asked me without telling me it was 61%, I would have guessed it was closer to 80.
Mm.
And maybe a way to get him to that. Now, you know, we already mentioned some possible reasons why, right? Two tight ends, Alec Anderson, everybody eats. But maybe they graduate to a level. Maybe part of Joe Brady's offseason has been, how can I use this guy more? How can I, rather than pull him off the field when we go to two tight ends, and I don't know which situations he would have been pulled off the field in, but 60% is low to me. And if maybe an idea for them going into the offseason was, let's find a way to use him in some different spots, right? If the slot is occupied by Kincaid because we've got two tight ends on the field, or, you know, we're pulling a receiver off the field and it's Shakir because we want to get Alec Anderson out here, maybe use him outside and see if that can work. And you can find some stuff that he can do for you in addition to being this very reliable slot receiver. Maybe that's a way to increase his snap count. I think he is their best guy, and it would make sense, if you agree with that internally, to try to get him on the field more. That doesn't necessarily mean feeding him, but just more opportunity. You know, if everybody eats, but I'm only on the field 60% of the time, I only have a chance to, you know, eat 60% of the time. If I'm on the field 80% of the time, then maybe I can eat a little more.
Oh,
so
then you get fat, though.
There's a way to maybe get more out of him, but it requires them, you know, sort of.
So he's
bending a little bit.
So he's maybe like Margo, my pug. Where I know Margo's like, I know I just ate. Thank you for my food, but I am going to sit here and watch you eat every time.
Mm.
Hopefully, you'll give me some of that hot dog roll, maybe a little bit of that veggie chili that was just made. It smells good with the peppers.
I bet you'd love those biscuits.
And the cheddar cornbread biscuits. Maybe you'll give me that. I'd like to eat more. I'm settling for, you know, what I'm getting, but I'm here for more.
Cheddar cornbread biscuits sounds like a tough one for a dog to me.
Maybe not good?
Yeah, like,
okay, I didn't give her any of the biscuits.
Cheese and a dog just to me sounds like a
but that's her favorite food.
Oof.
Yeah, that's her favorite. That's her number one, I will do whatever you say food. You say that word?
I don't think I've ever given any of my dogs cheese.
Probably smart.
Yeah.
But that's her.
I'm not gonna
provolone is number one, by the way, if you're wondering, like, within the cheese rankings. That's the one she seems the most excited about.
The relatively smelly cheese. That works.
Okay,
I can see that appealing to a dog.
We have it, you know, sandwiches. And it's not like she's tried all these French cheeses.
Right.
I don't think she knows a lot from the, you know, the Comte.
I'm so careful about cheese with Fred that he loves pizza. Pizza crust, pizza for sure, is the thing that he will do what you're describing. He's in front of me and he's just sitting there completely still.
I'm right here.
If you need anything,
throw the ball to me.
I'm prepared.
I'm open.
And I will make sure that there is nothing but crust there. Like, I don't want sauce. Just plain
meat
crust.
Meat lovers.
Yeah, right. No. I don't. No. No.
Hey, Fred. It's meat lovers.
My wife gave him ham once, and I was just like, why would you do that?
Yeah, you love the reaction. You love to treat the dog.
I mean,
that's
like
why.
A green cloud following him around if you give him ham.
It's kind of fun to do it. It's hard for me to resist. 803-0550. We've got Andrew Filippone at 6. Plenty of time before that for your calls, and lines are open now. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Off the boards, with it is Jensen, shoots it, rebound, score! Olsson! Nick Olsson has put Denmark ahead of Canada with 49 seconds to go in the third.
And that would hold up. Denmark eliminates Canada from the World Men's Hockey Championships. 2-1, the final today.
U.S. won their quarterfinal over Finland, 5-2, and will meet Sweden in a semifinal. Switzerland and Denmark will meet in the other. Switzerland eliminated Austria earlier today, 6-0. Today.
Also, the sled hockey, the World Para Ice Hockey Championships, are in Buffalo starting on Saturday at Harbor Center. So you can check that out. Tickets. Real quick, since I brought it up. And this page isn't working right now. It says
super duper.
I'm sure tickets are available for that and pretty special event this weekend. You can watch it. USAHockeyTV.com. Watch the U.S. team play. This is the men, I think. Okay.
Good deal.
Take a quick email real quick. Hey, Mike, longtime listener, just wondering how your BBM6 fast draft went last night. Thanks, J-Mac. I felt a little rusty, but I think it came off. We were talking about Shakir before, and I don't know if I needed to, but I mentioned the subject came up because I've been drafting a lot of him. I'm in maybe 25 drafts right now, maybe 30, that are slow. And one reason why Shakir has been like a good pick in my mind is because of the Philadelphia game, week 17, and you've got A.J. Brown, Barkley, A.J. Brown, Hurts, Devontae Smith, who all go pretty early, and if you have Eagles, you want Bills, hoping that you get to week 17 and that game goes off.
Mm-hmm.
And Shakir is the guy in that range. He's the first receiver. He's the second Bill to go. Like, there's nobody. Last year, I think Kincaid might have gone higher than this.
What about Cook?
Okay, that's right, Cook. Cook is like, I have a blind spot. I just never pick Cook. 4-5 range, late fourth for Cook. Allen is like mid to late third. And Shakir is round 7. And then Coleman, I think, would be next, like round 10. And Kincaid has really fallen. There's no confidence.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Confidence in him. I shouldn't say no. There's not a lot of confidence in him after the first 2 years of his career. Just what is he?
Well, now's the time that he turns that around.
Now's the time, if you believe that, to jump in.
Right.
Because you can do it. Most people are kind of down on him. And yeah, I mean, there's, what would the Bills say? Still young.
Injuries. Right. We'll figure it out. Yeah.
But that's what the Shakir thing is about. Like, I'm not expecting really any more production than before from him. Maybe he'll just have better red zone luck, right? Four touchdowns and a couple, what were they? A couple were breakaways.
Yeah.
Right after the catch plays.
So maybe he gets a couple of more of those, get home instead of getting caught or whatever. Because he is really good with the ball in his hands.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, if you were to answer the question, like, what is his strength as a player, or what are his strengths? What would you say? Maybe that.
Run after catch / reliable hands. I don't know what order. I mean, you got to catch the ball first before you can be good with it after the catch. So maybe hands should precede his run after catch, but I think both are excellent. His catch rate, there's nothing fluky about that. It is weird to me, the Kincaid thing. Part of the Kincaid thing is the failure to really connect with Allen. The number of misses there, uncatchable balls targeted to Kincaid, is I don't have it memorized, but it's just when you see it, when you read it, if I had the number to tell
50
you,
50 some percent,
yeah, it would blow your mind. Like, how do they miss that often? It just, you know, and that doesn't have to all be Allen. It could be Kincaid isn't getting to the right spot at the right time or something. I don't know, but they just have not connected, and that, you know, that's a bigger problem to me than the injuries. And you know, that could contribute to him not getting to the spot that you want him or expect him if he's, you know, somewhat hampered, you know, making cuts or whatever he would have been last year because of the injuries he had. But them not being connected is really tough.
Yep.
You're gonna want, I mean, you need that to happen if it's going to get off the ground here in year three.
And again, to the listener that took the time to write me about the draft last night, just to say one more thing. That was a Bijan Robinson team. Yesterday, we had a guest on from Atlanta, and we talked about how the Bills play Atlanta on a Monday night. So no excuses here. in week six. Will that be your first look at Bijan Robinson? They do play a Monday night game in week two.
I've seen him, but I've not really. I don't think I've watched an entire Falcons game since he's been there.
Since when, do you think? When they play the Bills.
Yeah, with Matt Ryan, and there was that weird sequence at the end of the game where he took a personal foul penalty.
I forget about that every time.
Matt Ryan, some strange thing with he and Poyer. Like, something happened, they got penalized, it really cost them, the Falcons. That's probably the last full Falcons game that I watched. In primetime, I've looked at them when they were in Europe and Kyle Pitts caught a touchdown pass the one year I had Kyle Pitts in fantasy.
His one touchdown of the season.
Right, I think... I probably watched that whole game. I remember being, when he caught the touchdown pass, I was on my bicycle in the basement watching the game on my iPad, exercising. And that's a good way that I will watch an entire game. Not that I'll be on the bike for 3 hours, but I'm just saying, like, if I, you know, start watching a game and, like, you know what, I'm going to go work out, I will finish, you know, the game, you know, doing that.
That reminds me of Ian Harditz, because we talked to Ian Harditz about that, like Pitts, and it was against the Jets in London. And he was being covered by a defensive lineman. Ian's like, maybe he should do better next year than one touchdown all year in Europe against a defensive lineman.
Yeah.
But he did go for 1,000 yards as a rookie. Like, for all, as maligned of a player as he's been, you know, the expectations were so high. He did go for 1,000 yards. I think it's not, with Shakir, I'm not thinking touchdowns. Kincaid, you'd want touchdowns. That's where you want it. If he's not going to be a seam stretcher ever, he's not fast enough or elusive enough or strong enough, whatever it is, where that's not going to manifest in the NFL, okay. But if you can get him 6 red zone touchdowns, or he can become, because they don't, who is that player for them? It was running last year. It's always Allen and then Cook. Yep. Like, they really didn't need to have a go-to. Coleman wasn't it. Maybe he can be it. Maybe Kincaid, but like, you'd like to have an option on, you know, 3rd and goal from the 9, where it isn't just Allen desperately trying to, you know, scramble to make it.
Or, you know, first thing that comes to mind for me and probably a lot of our audience when you suggest Coleman for that role is fades, you know, jump balls, because he's, you know, so good at that. And he did get the one against Seattle last year, you know, great play. But no, I'm thinking more, you know, for him and Kincaid both, it's, they're big guys. All right, I mean, Kincaid's, I think, even bigger than Coleman, but Coleman's, you know, Coleman's a good-sized receiver. You should be able to use, like, some basketball, not jump ball, but, like, just, I'm boxing you out. I'm out here from the slot or out wide, and I'm cutting in, and you're just not going to get there. You're going to be trying to stick a hand through from behind me. You're probably going to get flagged for interference if you do that. And I'm really, the play that ends up in a Jalen Ramsey interception is the play I'm thinking of last year against Miami, where the ball's there for Coleman, but he doesn't catch it clean. He bounces off his hands, and Ramsey comes down with it. That play, either one of those guys, I'll stop short of saying automatic, but those should be options. I like a play like that way more than just chucking it up into the corner and hoping the timing's right and my guy wins the battle. Let them use their size, their physicality, and ideally their hands, you know, don't wait for the ball to get to your body, pluck it, and, you know, you're almost indefensible on a play like that.
With the gloves these days, they should always catch it.
Right.
Those
just went wrong on that one play, superhero of that Miami game.
Alien gloves. Some more names for a Josh Allen comp when we come back. Andrew Filippone today at 6. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR. The show has maybe never sounded older than one thing that was said, or at least the off-air portion of it. Just a conversation in the room when Bulldog evoked the name Raymond Floyd earlier. Because there was a senior golf tournament on. Raymond Floyd, who might have won the 76 Masters, he might have won the 86 U.S. Open. I played golf in a tournament on Monday, and I'm not that good. I used to be okay. But now I shoot in the 90s. If that, on a bad day, it'll be worse. But I notice, I mean, I watch a lot of golf, and I have watched it almost my whole life, and even old golf sometimes. It's good to sleep to. put an old tournament on, and they're all there.
Yeah, even new golf is good to sleep to.
Sure, right, no difference.
It's very good Saturday, Sunday afternoon nap
right.
accompaniment.
It's just not on at 1 a.m.
Right, right.
Although it's probably on YouTube just the same. Anyway, Floyd, I liked him when I was a kid. Like, he was somebody I was into. I liked when he won the Open. Shinnecock was his win. And he had this pose. Like, he would hit the ball and sort of, like, just stop. He had this certain pose to Raymond Floyd. And on Monday, I hit a shot, and it was him. I just thought of him. Mm. After I hit it, I wanted to guide the ball into the fairway a little bit, not just wildly swing at it. And so it was maybe like a 4-iron like this. And I swung the club and just sort of hit it right on the – so pure.
Yeah.
And just sort of held the pose. I'm like, that's Ray Floyd. I feel like all my shots should be me trying to do Ray Floyd on the – so you mentioned him earlier. I'm like, oh, I have a thing. I have a Raymond Floyd story.
Is that like a slightly shorter follow-through you're describing?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe also a shorter backswing.
Yeah.
But just sort of like shorten it. That's, I'm not sure I'm describing it well, but that's how I think of it. And it worked. And then I went back to my hatchery.
Usual.
I went back to my right. wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
My miss is a shut down, low left miss. That's my miss. I hardly ever slice the ball anymore, but I'm just like too fast. And end up just sort of shutting the face and hitting the ball low and left. It's almost unusable. But once in a while, Ray Floyd comes out. He shows up. What do you think of that?
I like it. It's good to pattern yourself after someone who's just that excellent.
Yeah, it is, right? So you wouldn't want to pick a bum.
No, definitely not. Yeah, don't do that. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I've been in the lab. I feel like since I've started playing, this is my fourth season now, planning to play. The weather is not cooperating super well so far through into May here. But, you know, expecting to play a lot of golf 2 to 3 times a week is what I did last year. But I've mostly been like, there's the ball, hit it. Right, I'm not someone who gets over the ball and like, okay, left arm straight, hands, just sort of very granola-y, hippie-ish, like, that's kind of, it feels good, yeah. And this year started out ragged, so I'm tinkering. I'm in the lab.
And you don't want to be.
I've chosen to be. It chose me. I had to do something. I did not like how I was hitting the ball to start the year. Even at the range, it just wasn't there. And I don't know. I think I put on a little bit of weight over the winter that I'm not real happy about either, and that might be affecting my swing. I don't know. Really, it was Owen's shot video of me when we were in Puerto Rico. 2 swings that I watched, and I went, oh, I'm not turning at all. It's very handsy. And so I need to do some work. Mm. And that's what started it. I thought that's – either it's bad habits. I don't think I've been swinging like that all along here for the past 3 seasons. So I'm getting a little more. I'm taking a little more time at address and just trying to. So I don't know. Mixed results. Really good round one time. Next round, I should quit the sport. It's just sort of all over the road right now. I'm hoping it comes together as we get to June, but we'll see.
I am too. Quickly, 3 more names to the conversation we've had much of today, like who's the all-time best comparison for Josh Allen. There continue to be new names brought up that I think are kind of reasonable. 3 more on Twitter that we didn't mention. Steve McNair.
I like that one.
Because we talked a lot about his running, but he's a certain kind of runner, physical. And McNair was that. He wasn't prolific, but he was tough.
Yeah.
That guy. Vince Young.
Not as much as McNair. I like McNair more for the power. McNair mostly was physical because he wasn't as elusive. So he had to, like, if he ran, he was going to try to run you over. He could do it. He was a big, thick dude, McNair. Vince Young, there's not a lot of power there in my mind. It's more, he's more like an outside shooter to me.
Okay.
Like, right? Yep. If I'm thinking about a power forward that doesn't want to go inside, that's Vince Young to me.
And Dante Culpepper.
Ooh, Man, I had a crush on him for a while.
You liked him. You were scared of the Dolphins.
When he got to Miami, I thought, look out, this guy. And like, yeah, that didn't happen.
He was kind of shot by then already.
Yeah, he was.
Sort of.
But that was a big...
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, that was a powerhouse.
Who could throw the ball a long way?
Yeah.
The Vikings, Dante Culpepper, was, you know, kind of scary good for a minute there. Thanks for your suggestions. Andrew Filippone, After Sports. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.